Welcome to the Lesbo and the Bean universe. Lesbo and the Bean. LATB. Lat B. Where mixed martial arts and the UFC get silly. Big silly. Buckle up and move your tray tables to their upright position. And please, somebody shut that baby up. It's time for Lesbo and the Bean.
Welcome back. We got another little break between fights. Episode, is it 131 now? 130?
Yes.
One in there. Anyways.
131.
Living the dream here at Lesbo and the Bean. We are going to have just some more breaking down of potential fights that are signed. Who was it? Yair fell off of the Sherit. Megamed Sharipov, I want to call him Sharipov,
Zabby.
And now Davy Brown is stepping in against Zabby.
Is it Davy Brown?
It is David
Damian Brown.
Damian Brown, there you go.
Damian Brown, yeah.
So that's a fun little loss that Damian's going to take, but I think he's on like a 3-fight losing streak.
You know what? Yair didn't want that fight from the beginning.
Not surprised.
Not surprised.
Not surprised.
He never wanted that fight.
Exactly.
At all.
He got back into the UFC because he took that fight.
And he got out of the UFC because he wouldn't take that fight.
Exactly.
He didn't want
that
fight.
Saw that coming.
That's crazy. It's crazy talk. And then we had a bunch of... there was a fighter that kept reposting to us that wanted to take the fight, but he got picked up by the UFC during the Tuesday night contender and then dropped by the UFC.
After he lost his fight on the contender series?
Yeah, I put out a thing on Twitter that was like, who do you want to see Zabit fight next? And just put up a couple of options of people. Did people say John Lineker might step up and take the fight?
I think Lineker has been talking about it as well, that he's willing to take it, but... people are like, meh, I'll wait.
I'd rather Lineker versus
I would agree
Brandon
with that.
Davis.
I would agree with that, but that Davis is a easy win.
Is that what Zabit wants?
Like, I think Zabit's the type of fighter
you know
to fight
what?
Anyone.
If the Dagestani fighters have shown us anything, is they like to pad their records with, like, you know, 8 really easy wins, as you would say, and then they beat like 2 guys that are contenders, and then they wear a belt. So that you, so maybe it'll work for him the same way as it does Khabib. Hate to be a Khabib hater again. Khabib hater.
That is too funny.
That would be my shirt, Khabib hater.
There's been a ton of workup, so Khabib has had money that he's been given to the homeless to do push-ups. I've also seen him in there wrestling around with, who was it, Powell? It was a fighter who was just released. I've been seeing just all sorts of weird snips of Khabib with Daniel Cormier talking about double champ talk. I feel like Khabib started really to come around on all sorts of social media fronts. Have you been noticing
now
any
that
of that?
Khabib, he could speak English now. You cannot get over on him, DC.
Khabib time now.
It is Khabib time. Everybody know what time it is, Dana. Everybody know.
So, we are going to have 2 months before we get to that one.
My sounds a lot like my Ioana.
Yeah.
I want to work on my Russian. It's a little tougher.
Dagestani. And, Connor.
Republic of Russia.
Yeah. I don't know. They're fighting all sorts of wars up there anyways. I know the war that Khabib's going to get into, though, with Connor. And Connor's already throwing stuff super heavy duty. Going below the belt. This is typical Connor stuff. Attacking Khabib's father, who people idolize in those countries. He is a big, big star. A lot of people are saying, whoa, you're really coming at the eagle. And
do they really idolize him, or is he fake famous like Khabib?
I think he's famous in his wrestling community more than anything.
Oh.
Not. Yeah, he may
not
monetize it.
He's not taking pictures with Putin.
No, I don't think so. So Connor really besting it and showing it, this workup for 2 months is gonna be fun. Gonna be on their Twitter feeds,
it's an
Instagrams.
Angle. Connor McGregor is just Connor and McGregorin.
anybody so against him.
He has to find some. And did you see how he also, the hallway incident, he put up a picture of the other fighter and was like, was it Chechnyan?
Over Dagestani never bow or some craziness.
Like, this is tyranny. Something. I don't want to even quote it. But wow.
So I did see that. And it is. That's what I'm alluding to. Connor's going to be coming for blood. It's going to come at all sorts of angles. He already threw a freaking dolly through a window trying to get a Habib time. So we'll see if the Dagestani fighters, if the shit talk, which can get to a lot of people, actually works. But someone who was able to deal with all the shit talk was the Diaz brothers. And the Diaz brothers being back in the news, taking on Bruce Buffer himself, bowing to no man. Bruce Buffer, do you think he stepped out of line in that situation or not?
Fill in the fans.
So what happened was, Bruce Buffer tweeted something as the fact of like, hey, bow down to Dana White and UFC because they've made you what you're at. And Nate Diaz himself was like, I bow down to no man, fool.
No amount of money.
No amount of money. I'm not going to bow to anyone. And immediately the MMA community got on there and was like, right on, Diaz is right. Immediately, Buffer backtracked all of his and saying, oh, no. I mean out of respect. And the MMA community has really let Bruce Buffer have it. How do you feel about the situation? Do you think Bruce overstepped? I agree 1,000,000%.
I didn't see anyone else really. I just, watched a couple things. I didn't see anyone else really comment about it other than Diaz. I actually agree with Nate there. Bow down.
I bow down to no man.
Dana's your king.
Just Diaz brothers, keep being who you are and who you are.
To Dana if we got some special UFC privilege.
Have you got some Floyd McGregor money?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. But I'm not as proud as Nick and Nate.
Agreed. I agree. Give me $50. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know. Wrong day. You can just buy me lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I'd be one of those fighters who would be like, what? You're going to willing to pay me money on top of giving me a fight? Okay. And it's good for fighters to start to realize what they're worth because that's the only way they're going to get paid more. Raging Cajun Johnson getting a fight with another Dagestani fighter. I couldn't tell you if it's Maripov, Shuripov, Klitschko, or freaking Lomachenko. I don't know who he's fighting. All I know is he's also going to be a huge underdog. Cajun Johnson being a big proponent of Project Spearhead with Leslie Smith, and Smith coming off of a win and getting canned. A lot of people think whether this is the last fight for Cajun, that he, regardless, might not get called back. But either way, he's going to be a 6-1 underdog against this Russian fighter. Have you seen much about this fight announcement for him?
No. Is he the one that did the too slow to Dana White?
That is correct. On top of Spearhead, he also...
Douche. Any person and that's your boss. That should be the sound it makes. Shake my hand, douche.
Apparently, he was going to do something much worse than just fake the handshake. And luckily, his PR team got him to not. Wonder what worse could have been than pulling your hand away from your boss.
Pantsing him?
Or flipping him off?
Wouldn't it be funny if he pantsed him?
Oh, I would love... Yes, he would be an instant legend if he did something like that. But he'd have to be wearing sweats. Dana White's wear jeans.
Yeah, it made him look dicky. And if he was doing something to try to do something about fighter pay,
yep,
he could have done something a lot smarter if he totally was trying to prove his point.
Totally agree. Other than just looking like a child. Child's play. So, Francis Ngannou versus Curtis Blaydes 2. First one was stopped due to cut injury. Blaydes' eye was swollen shut, but that was one of the first few times we actually saw Ngannou start to fade a little bit. Getting into that second round, Blaydes has made the bigger steps in evolution in his MMA game, as far as from what I've seen. I've been on the Blaydes bandwagon pretty much since that Ngannou loss.
He hasn't really lost except for the fight against Ngannou with the doctor stoppage.
Correct.
But I could be wrong. But if I recall, he could not get Ngannou down.
That's right. He was not able to get him down. it was what, at the beginning of the second, though, if not at the end of the first, in the corner where it was stopped because of the swollen and cut eye. Now that Stipe has shown, though, now that Stipe's shown the blueprint, Blades has much more.
Stipe's better than Blade.
I would agree. He is better wrestler, but I think Blades is young enough and has shown that he's really gotten back to that wrestling. Against Mark Hunt, ate some huge shots and was like, okay, let's just win this on the ground, where he didn't really have to do that prior to Ngannou and couldn't against him before that. I closed up on him. I'm liking Blades in this rerun.
Everything that he could have learned to gotten better, so could Ngannou in that amount of time. I feel like Ngannou could be a live dog for this. I think everyone's putting all this clout in Blades all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and he could not get him down the first time, if I'm recalling right. I felt like Ngannou had a good sprawl, he was just way stronger than Curtis. I don't know. I have to rewatch Curtis and see if he's done anything, because beating Mark Hunt at this point, Mark Hunt, in my opinion, as much as I love him, he shouldn't be fighting the UFC anymore. So comparing him to Ngannou, that's dangerous. I even think punching power-wise, it's dangerous. I think Ngannou probably hits harder than Mark Hunt, and I love this Samoan. But I don't know. But I do agree with you that I think most people are going to have Blades as a favorite.
I would agree. Slight favorite, but I do see him being... Yeah, his only loss is Francis Ngannou cut stoppage at the end of the second round. Mm. So, something to just pay attention to. We are going to have this little break, but then we're going to kick it off with one of the most anticipated fights of the year in Tyrone Woodley versus Darren Till.
I know, it's a weird one for me. It's weird that Till got this fight.
I think everybody would agree with that. But on that night, there's going to be some other ones we're going to see. Again, Chev take on Nico Montano.
Do you think that, you know how everyone's speculation is who's going to headline 230? That's the biggest talk I hear.
Yes.
Do you think part of it Dana is leaving open because if there's an early finish between T Woods and Till, then one of those guys can have a quick fight turnover for the belt at 230 and headline that card. If there's a quick finish between Khabib and Connor, then one of those guys can headline. And do you think there's anything of that nature that he's leaving his options open, or do you think he has a Trojan in his pocket, so to speak, in the words of Prince?
Yes, I think there is something in the back pocket. I think we've seen a lot of these guys start to think those next levels and be like, no, I got to get ready for this fight, this date, but any time before this, if I can get a short notice, like we've heard a lot of guys starting to say this, like, I'll take that short notice fight and fight 2 months after, just because people are starting to realize I got to get paid, and fighting once a year ain't filling up that bank account.
And I think another thing, because everyone's like, well, Diaz-Poirier is a big fight.
Totally.
That could be a big enough card for the MSG headline, but I think the whole stipulation, I think they're not fighting a 5-round fight. That's why they're not the headline.
I would agree with that. I've seen that it is going to be a 3-rounder, and that doesn't make sense not being 5.
Uh-uh. So it makes me think that Nate... only because we know that Dustin will fight 5.
Easy.
He's done it his last however many fights have been
scheduled for 5. And so is Nate.
But he hasn't fought in a long time.
But he's a triathlete in his spare time. I don't think that that's an issue at all for the Diaz brothers. Either one of them, they've been notorious.
Why wouldn't the UFC make it a 5-round fight?
Proof of point. UFC can be vindictive as shit.
It just seems like the fighters get to fight less. Do you think there's a pay difference? Like, once you're in the level of their contracts, it seems like they're both guys that...
can bring in the money.
Unless they said, or one of them was like, pay me this. No, I'm not going to pay you. Pay me this. Well, I'm only training for 3 rounds then.
I could see that being a big factor as well. I'm sure we're going to get snippets of it because the Diaz brothers don't...
or is it like the idea that you say the smaller the octagon, the better the fight, or the faster the fight?
Right.
Is the UFC hoping for that? if they have the less time they're letting these two, these guys will stand and bang.
Oh, easy.
So are they going to stand and bang harder if it's only three rounds? And make that much more of an exciting fight, like one for the ages?
I don't think so, just because Diaz is one of those workup fighters. He gets better as the fight goes on. He gets more active as the fight goes on. Usually he'll give up the first couple minutes. Where Poirier can get it into different gears. He can go fast, slow,
it's
whatever
he needs
to. It's kind
of crazy that there are two guys that should be in their prime, probably are in their prime.
Totally.
There are two legends.
Totally.
Already. And we're going to get to watch him fight in New York.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that kind of crazy? And they're young AF.
We are in a golden age of MMA, and that'll be said many a times over as we keep going along this MMA career and or tour that we have. But the best fight, I've seen the best fights happen year after year after year, and it's going to keep going because it's such a brand new sport still. It's still in its infancy stages. It might be a toddler. It might be in its in-betweens now that it's changed over ownership for the third time, but officially being a corporate entity that actually is looking to really legitimize it as much as Zuffa did, it's next level. They're next level corporate sponsors. It's hell of a time to be an MMA fan.
What is the fight that I feel like it just came out. I'm trying to use my brain this whole episode and not look up stuff on Twitter. What's the new one that's going to open the ESPN main card? Which I think is January, like, 3rd, maybe?
Oh, I can't think of that off the top of my head.
I could be making all of that up. But I feel like I read somewhere, I want to say Luke Rockhold Weidman to be the main event of...
Oh, that's, yeah, that number two, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
That's a really, really fun one. It's going to be a while for that.
I might be totally making all that up and just putting it together.
Latby conspiracy, yeah. Always underway. Here at Latby. Have you been seeing any of these Brock pictures with the conspiracy thoughts going around in there? Have you seen
the PEDs, Brock?
The soft body Brock Lesnar, who's 40 years old and actually looks like it finally. That he's off of the asthma inhaler juice. Because, you know, that asthma really gets to you.
I think your body ages. And I think the angle was different. And I still think Brock is fucking enormous. And
oh,
I think his
still.
Tits are huge. I think that was a weird angle. The photo I keep seeing is the same photo. It's not like a video of, like, look at Brock walk in here and look at him walk in here.
Yep.
It's one photo, and it's like, look at Brock here flexing, all beefed, and look at him here where his arms are kind of different. Like he has his...
I'm talking about that belly.
Different.
It just looks soft body. But he's still a ways from that fight about being out. When are they supposed to go at it? Because isn't it official or is it unofficial?
Brock DC.
Because
no,
6 months.
Not official.
It's not official.
That's
because
everyone's biggest speculation is, will Jon Jones be the person to be in the main event at 230? And I have heard that a minimum suspension from USADA is 15 months. And since the issue happened in the middle of August, the earliest he could be back is the middle of November. The MSG card is happening at the beginning of November, so that's what the one argument I hear. My argument is the UFC does what the UFC wants, and USADA doesn't really mean anything. That is why Brock is fighting again.
I think you have very good points there. Very good points there, and it's 6 months that Brock has to be in the pool before he can fight as well. That's why they're saying he's on PEDs now and looking soft body, because he just can't have it in his system. He can't get around it. Thick with Latby conspiracies. Thick.
I don't know.
Talking about it, have we gotten any official confirmation about PVZ Ostovich? Because that has been the rave of the town.
It's not official. PVZ said fake news.
Fake boobs?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. The hype that has been even brought up of the titillation of that fight, and they're not making it. If the fans have said anything, if the UFC's looking anywhere, you make that fight right now. But PVZ still has a broken arm.
Yeah, she hasn't cleared yet by the doctors. I think she did, but the other girl didn't sign yet, but not that she wouldn't have signed, but really it was that she was not cleared yet by the doctors. And I think really the UFC was like, hey, asshole, shut the F up, because we're going to out it. Let us release it, not you, dum-dum.
Which they always, and Ariel Helwani knows better than anyone about that, specifically with Brock Lesnar and why he got fired. UFC likes to keep those cards close to their chest. How do you feel about it, though? Because here, as Lat V, that's the way we make our money. We talk about the speculation. We get into it. We get dirty.
It's kind of crazy, but it's like if a movie, you know that, oh, it's secretive. Robert Downey Jr. signed on to play a superhero, and you do a little digging, and you find out, and the anticipation's still exciting when the release happens.
Totally.
And the official, like, here's the preview.
Yep.
We're still excited for the preview. Let it leak out. Who cares? Stop trying to be all present. Like, it's not an Oscar vote.
That's exactly what I think.
Which so, I think is so stupid, too, that they're like, this secret organization keeps track of this envelope and blah, 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 and it's all secure. And it's like, shut up. Shut up.
It's one of those things that if the fans are already this hyped about that potential fight, give it 2 months of press.
Or, hey, UFC, shut the fuck up and let's stop pretending that Twitter and podcasts and Ariel Helwani and the fans aren't the ones making these bouts at this point anyway. Please, let's stop pretending. From Conor Khabib to Floyd versus Conor to Tony versus Khabib to it's all us, baby. It's all us. Give credit where credit is due. And stop acting. The reason that we're in a golden age of UFC is because they're finally listening to us and making the fights we want to see. Oh, the fans. Ortega should fight Holloway. Ortega fights Holloway. Like, we're watching these guys like Khabib, these undefeated guys who, traditional style, that's the battle of even me and how I'm going against my own. A traditionalist, you want to think, no, you have to fight your way up the ladder. If you win a match, you fight someone above you. If you lose a match, you fight someone behind you. But
yep.
We're in an entertainment age.
Yep.
Chael Sonnen keeps saying it over and over again.
It's the truth.
It's different. That's why we're here. It's not because it's different than a sport. And it's not WWE. It's different. These guys are self-promoters. Why does everyone forget about boxing? And it's a better promotion than boxing.
I would agree. How do you feel about boxing Golden Boy now promoting the... what fight is it? Tito Ortiz versus Chuck Liddell? They've officially taken over promotion.
Oh, I thought you were talking about KSI versus Logan Paul.
Oh!
Boxing Golden Boy. I thought you were talking about somebody getting the real numbers. The real pay-per-view numbers.
Would they make $8 million on that? It was like 800,000 buys at $10 a piece. That's $8 million.
800,000 buys at $10 a piece and then tons of illegal streams. They probably had tons of advertising.
Yep. All amateurs, not one pro amongst them.
A Lappy conspiracy that I heard, I can't even take credit, but I wish I could throw out credit, but I don't remember who said it, is what if this whole thing was really just a ruse to find CM Punk's last fight? Because he has one more fight on his contract. Like, it's all,
I would love to see
WWE.
That. I would love to see that. What were the weight classes for? I get, but it was a draw, so those guys are going to fight again.
But apparently, I heard it wasn't really a draw. I heard it's just, they made it a draw so they could fight again because they made so much money. Like, it wasn't.
Welcome
to
the world of fixed fights.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't, if we go out and fight and the fight is real, but we both know it's going to be a draw going into it, that there's not going to be a winner, even though everyone gets to see a real fight. I could clearly beat you up all over, or you could clearly beat me up. Everyone knows it. We don't even have to tout off, you know I beat you, but if it's a draw, we have to fight again. It's kind of fun.
What is our obsession with celebrities who can't fight?
But
watch them fight.
They can, okay.
Somewhat, but still, they're amateurs at best.
But that's what they're
called.
When
we're not willing to pay.
That's what it is, an amateur bout.
We're not willing to pay, though, pros what these guys got paid. There's pros that are debuting 12
and 12. These guys got paid because they're self-promoting themselves.
Yeah, true.
They're out there putting their personalities out, and they only charge $10.
That's the thing that I think is absolutely genius, and if you want to cut into this illegal streaming UFC listening, you could put $10 freaking pay-per-views on. I will pay $10 for a pay-per-view.
Everybody will.
Exactly.
Everybody will.
For a clear stream. But with those $10, you got to give me a better fucking stream than Fight Pass, because that's some garbage sometimes.
Some of the fighters, they're unknown AF. They're not out there promoting themselves. You look at some of these guys, and we find out all about them before they ever hit the UFC. They're out there on Twitter, on Instagram, on the book. I'm not a huge fan of this, but this is the new world we live in. Everybody that's thinking of, like, well, back in our day, UFC, it's never going to be like that again. Social media is changing the game, and these fighters have to start self-promoting. And when they become as powerful as Conor McGregor's and as Khabib's and as, you know, John Jones, when they start getting that amount of followers, when they're little Ariana Grandes, where they have like 41 million followers, yeah, that's how everyone tunes in to watch your fight. And that's how you're a Conor McGregor, and you're like, of course I'm getting a piece of the pay-per-view. But if you're smarter, you don't want to charge $50 for it. It's stupid. It forces the average person to a legal stream. When if you charge a reasonable amount, everyone will throw down. And if we knew the fighters, even if the lowest ranked fighter on the card was getting 0.002, like when you got into the UFC, you bought a percentage of your viewing stock. And as you're in there longer, regardless of what your views are, if you're a guy like Daniel Cormier, you get a chunk. But the bigger chunk they get, when people tune in and knew their fighters were getting a piece of that, it would make it that much sweeter. I would even pay $20 for it if I knew every fighter was getting a little piece.
If it was proven that fighters were getting this money all day, it would be that much easier to hand over my money to the company instead of going about it other ways.
Yeah, and the fighters, then they would be, I think, more inclined to be better self-promoters.
You see some
of the guys out there making the interview rounds. You see TJ Dillashaw out there on Rogan and out there on Schaub.
And let's say this, that the card is fluid. So the person that's bringing in the most dollars, because you get a vote with your dollar, you vote for the fight you want to watch. Top fight is at the main event is the guys that get the most money, however we choose to rank that. And the lowest on the 13 bout card starts the night off. So you vote with your $10 purchase. You say, all right, which fights do you want? Maybe there's a ranking system. No. Or you guarantee that the main event is these X of fighters.
I'm not opposed to that. If no one wants to watch, no one wants to watch. And if everyone wants to watch, but then it's also, you tell me, let's say all the purists out there, especially the MMA like fighters right now, if they all of a sudden got a percentage of the pay-per-view buy, how many of them would beg for that CM Punk Logan Paul fight to be on their card?
Truth.
I'm just saying.
Truth.
So a purist is only a purist until it's like his kid's mouse he's feeding.
This is about money. People are fighting for money.
Yes, incentivize everyone. Them. If you just want to fight for your, you know, I just on fight because I'm the toughest. Yeah. Yeah, go and fight in your local fight club. You don't need to waste all this time and be in front of the world and do. If it's not about the money, it's not about the money. I don't know. It's crazy. It is crazy times, but it is a different day. But we're still, with all this entertainment, we are still in the golden age of UFC. We are watching the best fighters that have ever fight right now.
Totally. It's insane. It is absolutely insane.
I'm excited.
Me too. So we're going to have another Sunday show coming up. We're going to be kicking the can around a little bit more.
Ah, Sunday.
Then we're going to have a hell of a breakdown on Wednesday for that weekend. Yep. That's going to be a T Wood Till breakdown.
T Wood Till. What else is on that?
There was a few other ones. Shevchenko Montano is the co-main.
I'm excited about that.
Of course. Here, and we're going to have our final breakdown on Shev. Unfortunately.
Is Shev the most expensive fighter ever yet? Have you looked at those?
I haven't re-looked at it, but
She's 12 under by opening.
Anders level of under?
Cyborg level. Of under.
Yeah, like 14. But for...
For the champion.
For the champion.
Oh, I think
we
did look it up, and it
we
was
did.
Like 7.
No, it went from like 7 to like 1,000 or 900. It's been just kept coming in.
Poor girl.
Kept coming in. Poor Montano.
Yeah, poor so division. It's not there. It's not the UFC. Like this... Everybody else waited back for the 125 weight class, and Shevchenko was like, I'll fight at 135. I want to fight.
Totally. Because when you fight for money, the more you fight, the more money you make. Weird. Weird
the
how that works
out. The bigger your name gets, the more people want to see you, the more the fans start asking for you to fight people. Holly Holm, she has a career as long as she wants to have a career. Her win-loss record no longer matters.
Agreed.
Like, those are, that's kind of the goal you want to get to as a fighter, is like...
Donald Cerrone.
You decide who, you decide when. The record doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. People just want to fight you because you're cowboy. Or you're, you know, even Oliveira. Other cowboy.
It's true. It's so, so true. And he came in only a few years ago. How quickly he has by having the mentality that he has in fights and taking short notice and being in rounds and fights of the years so far.
Crazy. Yeah. Everybody loves Cowboy.
Everybody loves Cowboy.
Character, man. That guy is a character. That's a whole
Both of them.
Who, Perry, too, yeah.
Perry?
Oh, Matthew, I was thinking of Cowboy fighting Perry. And I called them both characters before.
Yeah. I was talking both cowboys.
Oh, yeah, Brazilian. They're both characters, too. Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of characters in the UFC. That's what I think is so interesting about it. If instead of the fight posters just being face-to-face or them standing there, like, all with their bullshit Reebok board shorts on, they should use their personalities against each other. It'd be so much more entertaining to have Cowboy standing there in his cowboy hat on the fight poster.
They're coming around. They're letting Cowboy wear it definitely more often. Boulard got to wear his turban for the first time as well. Habib gets to wear his little doggy hat. So
that's definitely smarter. What about Chael Sonnen and his Uncle Sam hat? Have you seen the new Fedor Chael Sonnen poster?
Oh, I did. That was hilarious.
See, the people
but I
that
love
don't
it.
Like it, I
but
feel
I
like they don't
it.
Get it.
Yeah. He's being an asshole. That's Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, he's being an asshole. Everyone's like, Brennan Schaub lost his mind about it. And he's like, he's so cheesy. That's cheesy. That's not scary. I don't want my heavyweight champion to be cheesy or funny. And I'm like, it's... He at not one point mentioned Apollo Creed or anything. He did not get the joke. It was so obvious that he did not get the joke. And I feel like Chael or Alpaca, I'm talking to you, would be a funny one. Because if you put it out, Chael will see it. And then it'll... But Brennan is sometimes a bonehead.
Oh, we've called that here at Lab B for a long, long
where
time.
Where it's just like, you do not get it at all. He went on this whole spiel because Chen's like, this poster cracks me up. It's one of my favorite posters.
It's great. It's a really good one.
He's like, it's stupid. It's cheesy. I thought it was Photoshopped. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a joke, too, at first, because I thought it was like Boss Logic doing
That's
something
That's what I thought. And then I'm like, what? They actually did this?
Yeah.
This is great.
Did Chael put that outfit on?
Yeah, exactly. It was Photoshopped. Yeah. That and every other poster ever. Get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. It's so silly. He's so mad about it. If you get to watch the short on YouTube somewhere, definitely look it up. And some things I agree with him about where I actually am like, you know. He said something else on the episode that I actually agreed with, but I can't remember. Oh, everyone being mad about KSI and Logan Paul. Everyone's so mad about it.
Yeah. The haters gonna hate.
And why are MMA fans taking it so personally at all? It was a boxing match.
It was a boxing match. I totally agree. Combat sports fans, whatever.
Oh,
I didn't pay to watch
it. Here's one to go out with, because why not?
Yes.
Did you see how Floyd told Connor that he can come and train in his facility for... Even though he knows the UFC has a facility, he opens up his doors for Connor to come and train at his...
No, I did not. I did see that there was a couple words exchanged this morning, but I didn't get deep into it.
And Connor responded, "Fuck the Mayweathers, except for the dad and some other guy." So, yeah, it was kind of funny. Fucking Connor. Yeah, everyone's jumping on them coattails.
Exactly.
I think we're definitely going to see Connor and Floyd fight again. That's a perfect spot to end on. Thanks for listening. Make sure you're liking and subscribing.
Let's watch the beat.
Thanks for listening to Lat B. For all things Lesbo and the Bean, head over to lesboandthebean.com or follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.